So a controversy about a cable TV show seems to be drawing bigger ratings than the show itself.
Now that Noel delivered the baby, I'm getting anxious because it's time for me to whisper in my baby's ear the call of prayer.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha
illallah. It's a gift from God through your wife, and you're there to receive it.
That's an excerpt there from the TLC cable TV show All American Muslim, after cast members Nader and Nawal Aoud delivered a baby. And this is an excerpt from an interview we did with that couple a few weeks back.
We felt like we could give a message that was positive to everyone to just justify that, you know, we are Americans. We just happen to be, our faith is Muslim and Islam. And it would give the world a realistic viewpoint of an American lifestyle you never really get to see.
Sounds like a decent idea, Muslims who are all American. Reality TV seems to have taken its cameras just about everywhere else already. And there are plenty of depictions of radical anti-American Muslims in news reporting and Hollywood action movies. But the conservative Florida Family Association launched a campaign against the show, urging companies to pull their ads. We've reported on the campaign and the response on this program all week long. The show is inaccurate, says Florida Family Association Executive Director David Catton.
I would be doing handstands and rejoicing if all Muslims in the country, including the imams, were that way. But they're not.
Not accurate? Well, we would have loved David Caton to elaborate on that comment he made to the Associated Press, but he declined to come on this program. He told us he was busy fending off cyber attacks on his webpage from the hacker group Anonymous, and it did not have time to talk. He was defiant about his advertising campaign, though, in this further comment to the Associated Press.
We're just going to continue to communicate with advertisers that the content of this program is not accurate, and we would encourage you not to support it.
So, as we've been reporting, some advertisers have pulled their support from All American Muslim. The most public seems to be the home improvement company Lowe's, and reaction to the Florida Family Association and to Lowe's has raised the profile of this little cable TV show, especially in the Dearborn, Michigan community where it is filmed. Dan Sordell joins us. He's a Takeaway listener who... You don't watch the show All American Muslim, right, Dan?
No, I don't. I haven't tuned into it.
But you know all about the controversy. Give me your reaction.
Well, you know, I think that after the dust settles on this issue, that Lowe's may have actually have done Muslims a favor by bringing this issue to the headlines and sparking this discussion we're having today.
Joining us also is Jack O'Reilly, the mayor of Dearborn, Michigan. What do you think of Dan's suggestion there? All publicity is good publicity.
I'm not sure I believe in that. As you know, I think sometimes inadvertently people do things that have unexpected consequence in the media. But I think the show itself is achieving what was intended, which was to expose to America, if they're willing and open, that Muslims in the United States and in Dearborn are just as American as everybody else.
All right. So Jack O'Reilly, mayor of Dearborn, Michigan, let's talk about what this David Caton of the Florida Family Association said. He believes specifically that the depiction of nice, peaceful, talking about just regular old problems, Muslims, is not an accurate depiction of what the imams really say in the mosques. How does that either jive or not jive with your own experience there in Dearborn?
Well, I don't know what his experience is. I'm going to believe it's rather limited. I've lived in the company of Muslims in this town all my life, and therefore I think I have the kind of exposure to, and particularly in an active way in the community, which means that if what he was saying was true, I would have been exposed to it. I mean, there's just no way I could have avoided being exposed to it. So I can say, based on real-life experience and based on a depth of experience, he doesn't have a clue as to what he's talking about.
That's Jack O'Reilly, mayor of Dearborn, Michigan. Dan Sordell, what is this expectation that a reality show be accurate? I don't quite understand that. What's your reaction?
Well, I think that, you know, Muslims in America are subjected to this craziness by crazy people. You know, religion doesn't kill people. Crazy people kill other people. Look what's happened in the Catholic Church with all the priests around the world. Are all the Catholics, you know, held accountable for what a handful of the people in their religion have done? No. So why should all the Muslims be held accountable for a handful, what a handful of Muslims have done around the world?
What do you think of the idea that you would pull your ads? Why would your ad on a program affect the image of a company, especially when cable shows get typically pretty small ratings?
I think it comes down to ignorance on the board at Lowe's. Someone on the board that makes decisions obviously doesn't understand religion and doesn't understand the world today.
Well, we're talking with Dan Sordell, one takeaway listener who's reacting. Many, many others have reacted to the decision by Lowe's to withdraw their advertising from the TLC show All American Muslim. And Lowe's has been invited on this program a couple of times and have declined. They have issued their statement saying that in some unspecified way, the program doesn't meet Lowe's advertising standards. Jack O'Reilly, have you had discussions in Dearborn about Lowe's and the consequences for a company that might do something like this and have it hit the headlines?
I just feel sorry for them to cave in to a group that is basically, well, they're fearful and their fear has turned to hatred. And for them, I mean, I'm a Christian, and for them to be able to find anywhere in the New Testament word of Jesus that there's defense for their beliefs and their actions against Muslims is impossible. These people are zealots, and for Lowe's to cave in shows that they haven't learned the lessons of history, and I feel bad for them. But, of course, we have Home Depot here in Dearborn, and they serve everybody, and so we're happy about that.
Although there is some suspicion that Home Depot may have joined this advertising boycott as well, but there's no statement from Home Depot.
Yeah, I'm hoping that doesn't occur because that would certainly have consequences. And again, because they serve this community, all they'd have to do is talk to the store manager in Dearborn, and they would know that they do a very good business from everybody, including our Muslim population, and that they're good customers.
So, Jack O'Reilly, has anyone reached out to the family members, the people who have actually been depicted on All American Muslim, the neighborhood where it was shot? We've tried to reach cast members. I think they're keeping a low profile deliberately, but is there any sort of sense of what this has done to them?
Well, yeah, these are people I know. I mean, you have to understand, for us, these are people that we've known. Suhaila Amon, for example, I've known her most of her life because her mother, Lila, has been active in so many different things in the schools and in charities, and she grew up in that. For me, one of the most compelling things on the show was her opening up. She's a woman with great, she's had great accomplishments. She's greatly educated and respected. She opened up in such a personal way on one of the shows. I was quite surprised. But these are people we know. The fact that they took this shot to expose themselves to, the editing of reality TV is quite amazing. But the community, the community is very supportive of them. Now, you have to understand there's a controversy in the community about the show.
Actually, they talked about that on the program, that doing the show itself is a controversy within the community. Well, they're learning a whole lot about America and the media, that is for sure. Jack O'Reilly, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure.
Jack O'Reilly is the mayor of Dearborn, Michigan, the setting for the TLC reality program All American Muslim. We're also joined by Dan Sordell, takeaway listener, who lives about 20 minutes from Dearborn. Hasn't watched the show, but a little more interested this morning, Dan?
Oh, yeah, a lot more interested, actually. Looking forward to coming in now after all of this, all the discussion on it, you know.
Yeah. Well, the ratings might just creep up. Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, thank you.
As always, we want to get your response to this story, and you have been responding in droves. Farah writes this at thetakeaway.org. While I welcome a major television network's efforts to portray Muslims in America as positive and peaceful people, I can't help but feel slightly resentful that we Muslims are considered to be outsiders by some. We need to do some soul searching. Why do we even need a show like this? How would people feel about All-American Lutheran or All-American Catholic, All-American Jew? How ridiculous would that be? Is this where we want our country to go? Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.